GE Appliances and Air and Water Solutions is dedicated to serving the unique needs of the plumbing, heating, and ventilation and air conditioning industry. GE has launched a robust product portfolio that includes water heaters, water filtration, commercial HVAC, ductless, and ducted HVAC. The GE team is focused on putting the pros at the center of our business by delivering an iconic, trusted brand that is easy to sell, an innovation that makes installation easier, and dedicated to support that makes doing business simpler. At GE, we call this being pro-centric. To learn more and request information about GE, go to GEAppliancesAirAndWater.com. That's GEAppliancesAirAndWater.com.
Darren Watschek has been a small business owner for over 25 years. Through his company website, LearningEdgeLLC.com, he offers live, virtual, as well as on-demand classes for the residential building industry. Through LearningEdge.online, Darren helps public speakers, trainers, and authors put their own classes online to share their message with a much larger audience. Welcome, Darren.
Good afternoon. Mark Madison here on Books and People. Today, I have a special guest, Darren Watschek. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you. We're going to do something different today. We're going to mix it up. So Darren and I are going to go back and forth. And he's going to ask me some questions. I'm going to ask him a few, and we'll see if we can't have a great session. So Darren, let's start out with, did we meet like 5 years ago in Tempe with Salt River Project? Was that our first encounter?
Yeah, it was Salt River Project. You were here doing a presentation, and I was part of the show. You were the main act. I was the backup, I think, the best way to describe it. And yeah, we hit it off. And in fact, Mark, remember we went to a Suns game. I took you to a Suns game like 2 days later because you were in town for a while.
Yes, that was awesome. That was when Jamal Crawford was still playing. I think it was his 19th or 20th year.
You're right.
They were struggling then. They're a little bit better now. And I think we came together because of shared values and common interests. And I don't know, we just hit it off. And I don't know about you, but it was like after I met you, like I could be friends with this guy.
Most definitely. And I've been grateful to be able to continue that. Getting together when you've been in Phoenix. I haven't made it to Seattle yet, but I'll get up there, Mark.
Well, you will. So I'm going to flip the script here and I'm going to throw the microphone to you. And because we're going to talk about something special. What is that?
So we're going to be talking about you putting one of your live classes that you've been teaching for many, many years. You actually finally put it on into an on-demand format that people can go and listen to anytime they want to. And I think that was pretty special. So I want to talk, Mark, about that whole adventure for yourself. I'm a part of the story, but there's a little more to it. I think that would be great to share with people.
Yeah, after sales training for 35 years, it was kind of like time to do this. And your suggestion that we go down this path together was terrific. So hit me, Daddy-O.
Well, the first one is, Mark, is that, you know, you kind of had some false starts or some hits and misses. I wasn't the first one you started talking to. So kind of tell us where you started on this journey to get an on-demand class going. You didn't start with me. Where'd you start?
Well, again, doing 75 talks a year and many of those sales training or live keynotes to large audiences, I had several different people over the last few years say, hey, we should do something, you know, with video. And he'd give me his card and get you on YouTube. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. And then for whatever reason, it just didn't materialize. And I think in part because I've just been so busy. But I realized that I had written a book. It was actually my second sales ebook. And then I had a gentleman record it for me, which I won't do again. I'm going to record on my own because I have on all the other ones. And what I'd done was I'd hit the video. So there's three modalities for learning: auditory, kinesthetic, and visual, right? And So I had the auditory piece with my book on Audible. I had the ebook format, but I didn't have anything on video. So all the visuals out there, I realized that there was an underserved market, right? And what I mean by that is a smaller business owner who's either selling him or herself or has maybe one salesperson in a smaller company, they can't afford most of the things that I do live. And Earl Nightingale taught me a simple question many, many years ago. He said, ask yourself in your journal, how can I increase my service to other people? Knowing that, you know, my rewards in life are proportionate to my service. And I thought I was doing a pretty good job with the kinesthetic and the auditory piece, but not the visual. And when you and I started talking, you said, you know, we should get you on video. And I think my response was, I got a face for radio. So maybe that's one of the reasons I'd been hesitant. I don't know. A lot of different reasons, perhaps. But then when we started talking about it over dinner one night down in Scottsdale, I realized a couple of things. Number one, that you were somebody that I'd like to partner with. You have integrity. You have class. You're very good at what you do as a presenter. You're the smartest guy in the room most of the time, and you're usually the most humble. And I realized I could work with this guy. So I think that was the genesis of it. And the other piece was I got to thinking a video would be a nice way to distribute follow-up to any live sales training that I did. And so as we started talking, I realized that this was something worth my time. And as you know, it took a little bit of time, but it's been worth it. And it's been just a ball for me. I've just had a gas.
Well, we started when we did have that conversation back just at the end of 2023 here. When we had that conversation, you said that you had tried to do a video or to do an online class. And of course, you shared with me all the reasons why it makes so much sense to be an added piece for you. And I really appreciate that you're thinking about your audience. You're thinking about this is yet one more format that I can get my message out to more people because it can be more affordable, of course. It can also be on their time scale, right? Or their timeline when they want to do it. And you're also, Mark, going to be able to hit more people because you, Mark Madison, cannot be everywhere. And in my opinion, not only for you, Mark, but of course, this goes for any instructor. There's so much great information out there that is available to be shared. But when somebody has to deliver it in person, we have so many people that don't benefit from that. I mean, you are a tremendous speaker live. And of course, that struck me immediately when I first saw you in doing a presentation in Phoenix with SRP that we mentioned. Right. And I mean, you're just a natural. You do it really well. And actually, Mark, to your credit, and you there's not a loss of enthusiasm, of delivery, of quality and sincerity when you're behind a camera delivering it on demand. So that's great. That is a definitely testament to your skill level and your sincerity in what you do when you share information with people.
Well, that was probably one of my hesitations was, will it translate? You know, can I be in alignment and in integrity with the way I like to present? And I think one of the blessings of COVID was me being forced to do what I do for the last 3 years via webinars and Zoom meetings and WebEx and Teams. And I realized that I could deliver that. And it was so because I had done probably 100 webinars and Zoom meetings over the last 2 or 3 years that I realized that maybe this would work. But I realized that I was going to have to find somebody whose requisite skills and knowledge and experience was far beyond my own. I there's no way I could have done this without you.
Well, I always am grateful just to find great people to work with. So I guess I'm tossing it back at you, Mark. Thank you for your positive feedback. And you know, it is a relationship for me. Being able to do classes. The instructor matters and being able to do high quality classes. And Mark, actually, when you and I started creating this class, we didn't have, for example, any visual to share with people. You've always been a presenter that is on the stage and you share your information. You don't have a lot of visuals that you hand out, and correct me if I'm wrong on that, but But in this case, we created a PowerPoint from your book that went along with that. And, you know, was that, you know, tell us about that. I mean, was that too big of a change for you? Was it a natural? Did you think it was a good enhancement? Tell us about that part of that, the process that we did.
Well, once upon a time, I did do PowerPoint. And so for a long, long time, 20 years, I would create a PowerPoint presentation for keynotes and seminars. And then one day Microsoft called. It was in 2008. And I realized that there was no way I was going to do PowerPoint with these guys and gals, because I could just hear them, "Hey, Fred Flintstone, yabba dabba do." I mean, you know, it's just, and so I did two things that I hadn't done before. One, I doubled my level of enthusiasm, and I doubled the level of interaction. And I used flip charts and stories and exercises. And I had 3 hours. And when I was done, I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, my time is up." And it was an all hands meeting. There were about 20 people from all over the world. And of course, Microsoft is one of the great companies in the world. And so the gentleman who hired me, he said, "We have another hour. You got all the time you need. Go." So I went another hour, and they just loved it. And that's when I realized I had kind of a paradigm shift. That's when I realized that I didn't need PowerPoint, that quite frankly, it was kind of in the way. And then I watched a few older presentations. And one of the things I noticed was I would turn my back to the audience, look at the slides and say "next." And I did that with every slide. And I thought, wow, that's really detracting from my presentation. It's almost like a dot, dot, dot in a sentence. So it just reaffirmed for me that I really didn't need PowerPoint. And then I had some friends say, you know, there's nothing worse than somebody just reading a PowerPoint. And so I realized that for me, I really didn't need it. So this was kind of a callback to the future, right? And so it forced me to go back and remember what that was like. But you made the job really easy for me. I mean, we went back and forth countless times working. You know, I went through the book, and we went through each chapter, and we kind of co-created the visuals for this. And I think it really, really worked. Much more effectively than anything I'd done in the past.
Well, I remember that one of those things that we wanted to do was not make it a PowerPoint presentation so much as kind of cue notes, right? Giving you those, you know, we put a quote on for each of your lessons. We put a quote that was right out of your book, right? And then we put some highlight bullet points on there just to guide the discussion and give it a bit of a framework. But you did a really great job of keeping it natural, using those cues that, you know, you don't read from slides, Mark. You use them as cues, and I think it worked really, really well. And hopefully you felt like that was something that was not taking you too much out of your presence and out of your real purpose of how you approach classes.
No, and two things that came to mind afterwards. One was I pretty much did everything in one take, and that was really a function of preparing like crazy for this thing. And, you know, countless hours, you know, going back over and over the material. And then we went back and forth with the text, which really kind of helped me kind of solidify the flow of everything. And so I think in this instance, it really added to the value of the presentation.
Well, one of the things that we're going to do with Learning Edge Online as we work with more instructors like yourself, Mark, is we're going to work with them to create the material that creates that consistent visual. But then, of course, combining the video. So for those of you that haven't had the chance to listen or watch, rather, Mark's presentation, he's there. He's there on video. We've got him there with his background as if he's in his own setting that he's comfortable in. And Mark, you did look comfortable in that setting. And I think you actually even jump out of the screen in some ways because you don't sit there still, you're not monotone. And it really came across, I think, very effective as we moved through from lesson to lesson. And you're right, we did it in more or less each one of those was one take, except for a few small exceptions that you wanted to perfect and get just right. We pretty much hit it on each try on the first take.
Right. And to me, that speaks to the level of preparation that and you're just a joy to work with. So it was really fun to put all that together.
So Mark, let's talk a little bit about kind of where we go from here. What is the marketing process that you're thinking about when it comes to your classes that are on Learning Edge Online? What do you want to do and how do you want to get the message out so that goal, that objective of getting as many people to see these this material as possible is something that you can realize? What's your plan there?
Well, years ago, because I taught sales training for such a long time, I never really gave much credibility to marketing per se. And then I read a book called Duct Tape Marketing, which kind of changed the way I looked at that. And I started reading more and more books on marketing, and I realized that I had to improve that aspect of my business. And so in 2003, I started an electronic newsletter, which now has 8,000 subscribers. Of course, this podcast is just another way of marketing. So my plan for marketing is really 7 or 8 things. Number one, podcasts, not just mine, but other people's as well. There are services that we can utilize that essentially reach out and ask to be guests on podcasts. So I'll be doing that. Of course, my live presentations, I'll be talking about that, handing out forms, letting people know that that's something that's available to them. Of course, my e-zine, I'll be promoting it this month, talking about the value of on-demand training and the beauty of what I call repetition, emotion, and time. You know, if we read or watch or listen to something 7 times, we own it. And that's the great thing about this format, is it allows people to go back over and over again. Emails to clients, a lovely reason to reconnect with some people that I haven't talked to for a while. Business cards with just the idea of, here's a card, check out the preview video. LinkedIn, of course, so some social media, and of course, word of mouth. You know, I'm going to be asking people to tell their friends. So I think those 8 points are the beginning. If I come across some other ideas, and obviously you've got some resources that there as well, and I know you'll come up with ideas I didn't even think of in terms of marketing.
Well, Mark, one of those was your URL that's going to send everybody to the website. What is that? Remind everybody or tell everybody, what's the URL? What's the website they go to find your classes?
It's capital M and then ARK. So Mark, the capital M, and then capital M, Matteson, MATTESON.com. So MarkMatteson.com with the first and last name capitalized.
And Mark, I'm actually not sure if you even have to worry about the capitalization part, just so you know, unless you tried it a different way. I think you can just get away with it all lowercase, but maybe you tried it and the other way didn't work.
No, I haven't tried that way. I just, I've been cutting and pasting that just typing it in that way. So
uh-huh.
I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think actually it's going to be as simple as just putting your name in there. All one word, markmatteson.com. And that'll take people right to that spot. Well, Mark, tell us what's up next then. We've successfully tackled your first class. And when you and I got together, I said, Mark, what's the one class, if we only had one, that would be most popular and sparking sales success, was that one that you said, let's get started on. But what's next? Because we're going to add multiple classes to your website here, your webpage on Learning Edge Online. What's next?
Well, years ago, I was in Chicago working with a group of large commercial contractors, and they were all owners. And I was facilitating a discussion about, you know, future training needs. And one gentleman slammed his fist on the table and said, what our guys need is charm school. And I said, tell me more. And he said, well, you know, it's soft skills. You know, it's these guys, all the training they've received, and these are contractors, is mostly technical. But 80% of the problems that they come across are interpersonal relationships, right? How to win friends and influence people, if you will. So the purpose of business is to get and keep customers. Well, getting is the sales piece. Keeping is the customer service excellence. So I created a seminar, and I've delivered it hundreds of times all over the world. And that's really about keeping the business you have. It costs $1 to keep a customer, $7 to get a new one. So it makes perfect sense to me for the next one to be customer service excellence.
Excellent. What's next?
The number one issue I hear around the globe, when I talk to not just contractors, but business people all over the world, they say the same thing. The biggest challenge we have is attracting and retaining good people. And you can even take good out of that sentence, and attracting and retaining people, period. So that would be probably the next one. And then after that, one of the things that I'll be doing in Washington, D.C. in a couple of months is presentation skills. And that's, again, that came out of the president of a large company in Oklahoma asking me if he could find some way to train his salespeople and sales managers to present like I do. And this was 10 years ago. So I created an ebook called Presenting Like a Pro. Actually, I asked myself a simple question. What have I learned the last 15 years doing all these presentations? And the answer came in a 70-page unedited kind of ebook that I sent to him that was a rough draft, really, with 10 modules. And he said, that's perfect. When can you do it? So I created the ebook, finalized that, and I've done that presentation countless times. I think that's a good one. The next logical one after that would be to take my first book, Freedom from Fear, which has sold more than all my other books combined, Freedom from Fear. And that's really about personal development. And I think that'd be kind of a logical next one after that. And then the last one, without thinking too much about it, is talking about how I lost 50 pounds and 10 inches off my waist. And then I wrote a book called Freedom from Fat. So that one's about wellness and nutrition. And that's what comes to mind off the top of my head.
That is going to be a phenomenal suite of classes and information that's available to. I'm going to highlight what you said. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be doing a presentation, and I've done it hundreds of times. The downside is that you've only done it hundreds of times. And I think your objective, Mark, is to reach way beyond that to thousands of times. And I think this is going to allow you to spread that message even further, not just the one we've done, but all the other ones that you just shared with us. So that's pretty exciting.
I just thought about something I heard a basketball coach say one time. The guy says, well, he's got 30 years experience. And a mentor, Bob Mowat, said, no, he's got 1 year, 30 times. He hasn't changed anything from the time he first started coaching till now. Hmm. And that really stuck. I don't want to be that guy. I think Bruce Lee said, don't be afraid of the guy who has 10,000 moves. Be afraid of the guy who has done one move 10,000 times.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So Mark, as I think we're getting close to wrap up here. We've gone through this experience. We're going to do it several more times. I'm excited to do that with you. What kind of advice do you share with others that might be interested in doing their own on-demand class, their own turning their own live material and maybe a book into an on-demand? What kind of advice would you share?
Well, I thought about that question, and I'm reminded of the story about the musician carrying his violin, walking around London, trying to find Carnegie Hall. And he finally pulls a guy aside and says, look, mate, how do I get to Carnegie Hall? And the fellow said, well, practice, practice, practice. Right. And I love that story because that is really it. I think it was Anthony Hopkins when he was being interviewed, the legendary actor, Anthony Hopkins. They said, what is your preparation? And he said, well, I read every script 250 times. He said, then when it's time for me to act, when the cameras roll and the lights come on, I abandon the script and I just act.
Hmm.
And I think the real secret is preparation like crazy. And, you know, it really helped me personally that I've been teaching sales training since 1993 and, you know, thousands of times, if you will. So that's number one. Number two, find somebody like you, like Darren Washtak, who's both a producer and a director, someone you trust, someone who understands the back of the studio, if you will, behind the stage. I think that's really critical. And I would encourage anyone listening that has aspirations of creating a video like this to contact you. So how would they do that? How do they get a hold of you?
So Mark, they can reach me at Darren, D-A-R-A-N, at learningedge.online. And that's it. It's .online, not .com, not .us. It's .online, learningedge.online. And that's my website as well, learningedge.online. And they can find my website. They can find your class. And would love to work with anybody that's interested in doing exactly what you've been able to successfully do, Mark. And by the way, tons of credit goes to you, the instructor. It's one thing for me to do, as you correctly said, back of house stuff. But as an instructor myself, I'll tell you that it's the instructor, their desire to make it happen and then putting in the work, like you said, that makes it possible. You did put a lot of work in. You're the one that took the material from your own book and turned it into the bullet points that created the lessons that created the class. So, Mark, I guess I would say that anybody that's interested in following your lead would need to work at least, you know, they need to work maybe not as hard as you because you're a darn hard worker, but, you know, they're going to need to know that they've got to put the time and the effort in because it wasn't easy, Mark. I mean, it wasn't like you woke up and said, this is done. You said you had to put work in. So I appreciate that that's a message you shared with people that these things don't just happen. You're going to have to make the effort, but I think the reward is there.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Two actors that I really respect and admire. One is George Clooney and the other is Robert Redford. And I admire them because fairly early in their career, they decided that it wasn't just enough to act in a movie. They wanted to make great movies and tell great stories. And you have that gift. Yes, you're an actor, but you also know how to direct. And I think that's a really valuable skill and quite frankly, not one most people possess. So I think that's really critical to a successful finished product, if you will. I mean, everything from designing the logo to putting it all together and then going through it and saying, okay, how does this look? You know, I'm really proud of the work we did together, and I think it's going to make a big difference in a lot of people's sales. I mean, how to enjoy a 75% close rate, right?
Yeah.
It's simple. It just isn't easy. But if they take to heart the modules, and that's what's great about the video process is you can watch one over and over and over again until you've mastered it. And my suggestion to anybody that's choosing to make that investment is get your team together once a week and go through one module and then talk about it. And then the next week, go through the next module or, you know, however often the frequency makes sense to you personally. But, and I think once you're done with it, then it's going back, it's repetition. You know, we can say the Pledge of Allegiance because we said it thousands of times, right? And repetition, emotion, time is really the magic formula for assimilating. It's that 10,000 hours or 10 years, whichever comes first. And it's just putting in the time. My first year selling, I had a 25% close rate, but fortunately I was 150% of plan. My second year was 50%, my third 75%, my last full year in that industry was almost 90%. And what changed each year was my commitment to my own professional development, reading, devouring sales books, hundreds of them, listening to audio programs relentlessly for 20 years instead of the news or talk radio. And keeping a journal and asking myself, what do I do well with each call and what could I improve next time? And I still do that after every presentation I do. I draw a line down the center of my journal and I, on the left-hand side, I write, what did I do well? 2, 3, 4, 5 things. And then what one or two things could I improve? And so it's those kinds of kind of simple commitments, simple disciplines that allow someone to each year dramatically improve their close ratio. And part of it was I was coaching my kids at the time. So I wanted to be able to make a fine living, which I was able to do and still have time to coach my kids. And, you know, I was a technician for 10 years, but the only way I could earn more money was to put in more hours overtime, which I did. But when I got into sales, I realized that there was no limit on my income, that it was really predicated. It was just like basketball. I could get as good as I wanted to, depending on how hard I was willing to work. And so I put in the time and, you know, that fourth year I was working about 35 hours a week and that afforded me the opportunity to coach my kids like 60 games a year and take 3 teams to nationals and be a huge part of their life. So, who doesn't want to earn more in less time and have work-life balance? And that's one of the things that this particular program will afford.
Mark, what I love about what you just shared with everybody is that for those that are listening, you just got a snippet of sparking sales success. That lesson and those thoughts that you just shared are just a piece of what is in this full class that you are making far more accessible to people than before this class was available when they needed to either buy your book, which is something they should do, or see you live somewhere. So I'm excited, Mark, about your new class. Congratulations on getting it online. And I'm excited to jump into the next one and the one after that and the one after that with you when you're ready.
Well, I was at the bank today and two ladies came in. One had a cane and the other one had her arm. It was her sister. And I said, "Ladies, good afternoon. How are you?" And they said, "Fine, you know." And then the younger one said, "This is my sister. She's 99.
Oof.
And I said, "Oh my gosh, it's so nice to meet you, Margaret. What a pleasure." And so we chatted. I said, "Who was president when you were born?" She goes, "Oh, I don't remember. It might've been Hoover," she said. And yeah. I let somebody go in front of me so I could talk to these two ladies for the next 20 minutes. And it was one of those things where when it was finally my turn to step up to the counter and cash a check, I said to the young man behind the counter, I said, "You know, 68% of American men are dead within 18 months of retirement." And I said, "According to Xerox and IBM, two separate studies, two out of three men are gone within 18 to 24 months of retirement." And they kind of looked at me and I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, that's a fact." I said, "Because men attach their worth to their work. And when they don't work anymore now, they're less than." Well, evidently, but women never retire. Women eat smarter. They talk about real things. They exercise on a regular basis, but mostly they never retire.
Mm.
And I got into writing and I got into teaching and coaching and all the things I do because I have no desire to retire. I mean, I'll be doing this till the good Lord takes me away. And, you know, my mentors, guys like Charlie Jones and Zig Ziglar and Lou Tice and Jim Rohn, those guys all were in well into their 80s and 90s, still presenting, right? And that's going to be me. They're like going to have to pry that microphone from my cold, dead fingers.
We're all lucky for that, Mark, for sure. Well, thanks so much for allowing me to be a part of this podcast and sharing information about your new class.
Darren, you're an absolute joy to work with. And my sincere hope is anyone that's listening that's considering doing anything like this, that they contact you first. We're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to change a lot of lives.
GE Appliances and Air and Water Solutions is dedicated to serving the unique needs of the plumbing, heating, and ventilation and air conditioning industry. GE has launched a robust product portfolio that includes water heaters, water filtration, commercial HVAC, ductless, and ducted HVAC. The GE team is focused on putting the pros at the center of our business by delivering an iconic, trusted brand that is easy to sell, an innovation that makes installation easier, and dedicated to support that makes doing business simpler. At GE, we call this being pro-centric. To learn more and request information about GE, go to GEAppliancesAirAndWater.com. That's GEAppliancesAirAndWater.com. Thank you for listening. If I struck a chord, inspire you to action, or piqued your curiosity, let me know. Call or text me at 206-697-0454 or send me an email at mark@sparkingsuccess.net. Should you wish to hire me to speak to your organization or association or order one of my books, simply go to my website, www.sparkingsuccess.net. And remember, make it a great day, unless you have other plans.